This Week in Hearthstone is a fan-made news podcast created by Ryan Kubo. All articles are publicly available news articles, and all news articles are credited in the podcast audio as well as in the show notes. No profit is made off of this show and was purely created to give personal opinions and insight into the game of Hearthstone. What is up, everybody? How's it going? Ryan here, back with you again this week for This Week in Hearthstone number 21. Evening, morning, afternoon, everyone. Hope everyone's week went really, really well. Got a pretty good episode for you today, kind of a prelude to episodes to come, and episodes getting a lot longer, I feel like, very, very, very soon. So we will get to that as well. But yeah, for this time around this week, it's going to be a pretty relaxed episode. We have some news, but like I said, it's a prequel to news that's for sure to come. But we are in card review season, so we do have a handful of new cards that were announced, and then we got some other good news coming your way as well. Before we start, as always, you guys can check out our Spotify, or our audio versions of this podcast on Spotify and iTunes if you ever want to get audio versions. Probably the most convenient way to listen to the podcast for all you audio listeners out there too. When the cards come out, I will be talking and trying to explain as best as possible what they are, but for any of you audio listeners out there, best place to check out the podcast. We record and live stream this podcast every Thursday at twitch.tv/RyanKubo. Usually around the 9:30 p.m. PST to 10 p.m. PST range as well. So keep that in mind. But let's just jump right into it. So if it's your guys' first time on this podcast and you didn't know, we usually go over the Vicious Syndicate report and the Brawl. Unfortunately, though, it does not look like a Vicious Syndicate came out today. I believe that they might be taking a break for the next couple of weeks or whatever. The meta has essentially settled from what a lot of people have said, and really we're about 2 to 3 weeks outside of a release of the new expansion Rise of Shadows. So because of that, they are not going to be doing a Vicious Syndicate report for a little bit here now, and then usually they wait about 2 to 3 weeks until after Rise of Shadows or the next expansion comes out for the meta to settle a bit so they can kind of start doing their analysis. So keep in mind that the Vicious Syndicate report will not be reported on because there won't be a new one for maybe a good month now, maybe a little bit less, so keep that in mind. But we will still be going over the next segment, which of course is your weekly brawl. This brawl I actually really liked. It was called Battle of the Bands. It was a brand new brawl that came out, and it was pretty cool. It allows you to use wild cards, so any type of card that's allowed in the game. The brawl rewards you with a classic card pack, as always. Basically, though, the brawl is you pick 4 cards, your opponent will ban one of them, then we'll make your deck full of the remaining cards. So if you guys don't know, there was brawls that were like pick 3, and pick 2 and pick 4 and all those good things. It's the picks 3, but you pick 4 and one of your cards is banned. I really liked this brawl. It's super, super fun, and I just love these type of brawls. These are the brawls where I usually don't just play once and then like quit. I play a lot of times. You choose 4 cards that you would like to create a deck from, and then basically when the game starts, your opponent discovers, or it shows your opponent, 3 cards from your deck, and then the 4th one is a mystery card where it is hidden from them, and so they can take that risk of banning that card. Then your opponent gets to ban one of your 4 cards, and then a deck is automatically created. So the card that's banned, if it's in your hand, it will just randomly be replaced by one of the other 3 cards, and then your deck is automatically created with 10 of each of those 3 cards. So you're going to want to have cards that don't synergize with just one character or with one thing, but that where if it does get banned or lost, it can synergize with anything. So, that's how it works. It's super fun. I played a couple of brawls that were in here. I played one that had Soulfire, Solarium, Silverware, Golem, and Fist of Jiraxxus, which was really, really fun. Essentially, just like destroying, and they banned Solarium, then you could still Soulfire and have a 50-50 chance of either Fist of Jiraxxus something on their board, which is a card where if you discard cards from your deck, then you are able to get deal 4 damage to a random thing on the board. If it's only their face, then it instantly goes face. Solarium is super powerful, right? Because it's a one mana spell where you play and you withdraw three cards, and if you withdraw Faces of Draxxus, you're just gonna start like pwning people and like owning people super hard. Or if it's Silverware Golems, you get a bunch of 3/3s on the board. I also played a variant of Mech Hunter, which is super fun, and yeah, I've really enjoyed it. I've probably have about like 20-25 wins in this brawl just with experimenting with random decks. I think those are like the two meta decks and stuff. So, but overall, it's a really fun brawl. Obviously, it's already Thursday, so the meta probably has been figured out. It's one of the issues with the brawl. I really like it, and I really enjoy it. But after the first day, or sometimes even the first like 10 hours, I feel like people have kind of figured out what they need to do in the brawl and kind of have like the quote unquote best decks. Overall, though, super fun. It definitely will be something where I'll be probably experimenting a lot with it and messing around with it. I just like these brawls. I remember there was the one with it was like Ice Block and Fireball or something like that. It was like you pick two cards and there was synergy in that. Also, certain cards are banned from this brawl as well, as in which means you can't put them in your deck at all. I don't recall which cards are banned, but I read somewhere that patches for some reason are banned. Probably because you can just explode a bunch of them on the board and it would be super, super annoying. So there are certain cards that are banned in this. Unfortunately, I don't have a list for you guys for this episode, but just keep that in mind. But get in there, get your classic pack, and enjoy some fun decks. It's very enjoyable. Okay, moving on then for the news before we jump into, I guess, the main topic, which everyone probably watches for, is for the cards. But we have some stuff that some PSAs that have been happening or whatever. If you guys didn't know, Disguised Toast, prominent Hearthstone streamer in the community, came out with a video called Getting Screwed Out of Golden Warrior. And in the video, he wins, I believe, 2-3 games in a row at 499. And for whatever reason, does not get the counted win to 500. Apparently, this is a problem that's kind of been widespread as well. And apparently it is something to do with your arena awards. It says, for those who are still affected, could you enter into arena, make sure there's no reward pending on that screen, then try to get that 500th win. So if it isn't working, apparently that's what you have to go to, is go and open up your pending arena awards and then win another game. Apparently Toast was finally able to get it after playing a little bit, but just a PSA for anyone out there. You know, maybe they'll tell us when this is hot fixed or fixed in general, and so we will see if that ends up working, and hopefully it does end up working pretty soon. So if not, though, I guess that's the way that you solve it. If for some reason you're stuck at 499 or you're about to hit 500, maybe go check your arena awards and see if there's any pending stuff that you need to take care of before you try and go and win. So next up, we have an article that is from Blizzard officially, but Roger and Real are banned from Hearthstone Grandmasters League for 1 year. Now, if you guys don't know, Roger and Real are two Hearthstone players from the Asia region, and they were caught previously last year kind of doing some stuff that breaks the code of conduct for the game and competitive Hearthstone. I believe that they said that they were caught for stream sniping and win trading. Apparently, when they were caught, they were punished in those tournaments. But there's been some issues recently where what happened is Roger ended up getting the win in the Winter's Championship. And so he was like a really, really... It became kind of a prominent issue where kind of people were saying this guy, who, yes, he did get punished, but people felt he wasn't punished enough. I believe what happened was is they just like kicked him from that tournament, but no further or future action, like him being suspended or anything, happened. He was then able to enter another Hearthstone tournament and win the HCT Winter's Championship. And so Blizzard has come out with a statement, and just kind of some stuff before we read it. Like I previously mentioned, it said that he was caught stream sniping, win trading. The stream sniping caused his team to be disqualified from the global games. I believe that was the Taiwanese team where Tom, the current world champion, was also on the team. There is no action about the win trading. They acknowledge that Blizzard has messed up, and they stated that Roger still earned his championship title. I mean, that's fair. He was there in person. It would be really hard for him to stream snipe or whatever like that. And then they said Roger and his Taiwanese teammate Rio will not be allowed to participate in Grandmaster events for 1 year as of this article, which was about 2 days ago. So they said, hi all. Sam from the Senior Global Franchise Lead for Hearthstone Esports here as we prepare for 2019. I wanted to take the opportunity to address the community's feedback of one of our professional players, Roger, who recently won the HTC Winter Championship. In October 2018, during the Hearthstone Global Games, we discovered the Chinese Taipei team, which included Roger, Tom60229, Shaxi, and Real, had violated the rules to gain a competitive edge. They were basically stream sniping. The delay on the stream wasn't long enough. They were able to see their opponent's hands, etc., etc. They said in response, we administered the penalty outlined in the rules at the time, but disqualified the Chinese Taipei. So they were punished in a way. Just some community members and other people felt that it wasn't further enough punishment. They said, but previously in April 2018, allegations of Roger and Real participating in wind trading had surfaced. After an investigation, we discovered their involvement in the incident but did not issue any official warning in response to the rule violation due to an internal miscommunications. They said that they messed up, and they said, we will be reviewing our rules for 2019. And then they said, while Real may still compete in the Hearthstone Masters Qualifier and Master Tour events due to having two rule violations last year, they will not be allowed into the inaugural year of the Hearthstone Grand Masters. We don't really know what the Hearthstone Grand Masters is, but it seems to be more. There is no like Hearthstone World Championship anymore, per se. You play a Masters Qualifier, which is an online qualifier, to then get place to go to a Masters Tour event. Masters Qualifier, there's like 200 of them going on right now at all various times of the day and week. You qualify for one of these online tournaments by, I believe, getting about top four in these, and then you go to a Masters Tour event, which is a live event. I believe the first one is going to be in Las Vegas. Then from there, apparently there's something else called the Hearthstone Grand Masters, and it has something to do with previous world champions, as well as people who have won a lot of Masters Qualifiers or Master Tour events, and they will get invited to, I guess, like a round robin of 16 that goes for like quite a while, and I believe there's going to be two every year. So it's kind of weird. I guess there's going to be like, I know, spring split and summer split. Not really sure. But there's no real like world championship. So what they're saying is that Reels and Roger can still compete in the Hearthstone Masters qualifier, online qualifiers, and the Masters tournaments, but they will never be invited for the Grand Masters, at least for a year right now. They said thank you for your support and stuff like that. But they said they need to be held to higher standards, not just in performance, but also in conduct. So I wasn't really following this much. I noticed that when I was watching the Hearthstone Winter Championships, there was a lot of like Twitch chat, and I just assumed it was memeing. But then I went on Twitter, and there was a lot of, you know, talk about this as well. So a lot of people are saying this is good. They're glad that Blizzard admitted to messing up, and they're glad to see Blizzard taking steps in the right direction to correct this and correct any future incidences. So good on them. Sucks for Roger and Real. I hope that they learn their lesson, and hopefully they're still playing Hearthstone and come back to this and learn from their mistakes very, very soon. So next up, we have a reveal schedule. Blizzard has finally revealed the Rise of the Shadows reveal schedule. And the screenshots below are East local time. I don't know why they did that, but yeah, I would assume they would do PST. But this is going to pretty much ramp up super, super fast. And this is kind of what I was talking to you guys about with the Hearthstone announcements that are going to be happening. We're going to have a lot longer episodes coming up here in about a week or so. Just to let you know, the 26th is when they start announcing. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11, 12, 13, 14. So it looks like we're going to have 14 cards to review and to talk about within the next Hearthstone expansion. So it's going to be just something that's going to be like so much to do. And it's going to be like we're going to have 14 cards to kind of like go over or whatever and like go and like talk about as well. So just keep that in mind, that it's going to be like such a crazy time to be reviewing in the podcast and stuff as well. So we will see how it goes, and hopefully it will go well. But like I said, it will be a crazy time. We're gonna have about 14 to 15 cards, and then we're gonna have the card dump that's probably gonna happen as well. Also, kind of along with this article that isn't in your show notes, March 25th is gonna be at 10 a.m. PST, they're gonna be showing off even more cards. So we're probably gonna get about eventually. I think just that week alone, we're probably going to have maybe, 30 cards, maybe. I don't know. It's going to be a lot of cards, and we're going to have to go over them that Thursday, all of them. So keep in mind that the episodes for probably the next 3 weeks are going to be at least 40 to 50 minute plus. I know we try to keep the episodes here pretty short, but we can't really help you on that if they just start cramming all this stuff out very, very fast. So keep that in mind. GG's to me and having to write all that stuff down as well. It's going to be like super, super annoying to do that. But, you know, it is what it is. But yeah, like I said, there will be a kickoff stream on March 25th. And I believe that is going to be at 10 a.m. PST. And that's going to be over at twitch.tv/playHearthstone. So go check out that. Go follow that channel now so that you can get notified for it. We will definitely be probably covering that. Potentially what will happen, and we'll talk about this later on, and just follow the social medias for announcements. We will probably, if there's a lot of cards announced that day, probably make like a special episode or just have like a number 22 is going to be that day, because there might be a lot of stuff that we need to go over that day. So, yeah. All right. Next up, kind of the thing that everyone wanted to come to and everyone wanted to see, and this is kind of the big thing, is we had about 5 cards released and trickled out from Hearthstone this past week. And so we could kind of get a taste or a look about what is happening in everything going on or whatever. So we shall see what ends up happening. But we had 2 cards being revealed on Blizzard's official Instagram story for Hearthstone, which I believe is twitch.tv or instagram.com/playHearthstone. And, you know, they were interesting. I liked one, I hated the other. But the first one is a 6-mana, 3/4 legendary mech for Hunter called Oblivitron. It has a card text that reads, Death Rattle, summon a mech from your hand and trigger its Death Rattle. Hunter has always had these weird legendaries that come out, which end up pushing archetypes that are very strange to me. I never knew Mech Hunter was a thing, and apparently it's going to be a thing. They're losing Rexxar, and they're losing Houndmaster. I'm not really sure what they're losing. I believe they're losing Houndmaster. Well, maybe not. I think that was Witchwood. But overall, it seems to be, I don't know, 6-mana, 3/4 is pretty bad for the stats on it, even with the body. And then you would have to have the current mech in your hand that you wanted to summon. I don't really see this card being a card that hunters are going to utilize that much. But a lot of hunter legendaries that I see are like, okay, they actually get used, like Katarina or like... I don't know, what other card? Oh, Professor Putricide, which I didn't think was going to be utilized at all either. So I feel like this card will definitely be used at the beginning. We'll see how long this lasts, though, into the future. I don't think it's that great of a card, though, in my opinion. It's probably like a 2 or 3 star for me out of 5. The next card, though, we got was a 0-mana epic priest spell called Lazul's Scheme. This one's pretty interesting. It's reduced the attack of an enemy minion by 1 until your next turn. Upgrades each turn. So remember, schemes are cards where if they are in your hand, they will continually upgrade to an infinite possibility. So if this card is in your hand for 5 turns, it will become reduce the attack of an enemy minion by 5 until your next turn. Upgrades each turn. And it'll keep upgrading and upgrading and upgrading. Definitely a good card if Control Priest becomes a thing or some type of Stall Priest becomes a thing. Unfortunately, their quest is going away. But overall, I think this is really, really good card for 0 mana. Of course, you have to have it in your hand. Like I said, if some type of control comes out, I feel like it will be fine and that you'll be able to have it and utilize it for like a long period of time. Overall, I think this is probably a 3-4 out of 5 stars in my opinion. I think it's a pretty good card. The next cards that were announced were actually announced today during a Hearthstone video. There was 3 new cards announced, and they were all, a lot of them were, 2 of them were released for the Warrior class, it seems. If you guys want to check out that video, you can go to youtube.com/playHearthstone or check your show notes down below for the video. It's about 4 minutes long or so, and, you know, not going to take long at all. But the first card that we have up is a Warlock spell. It is a scheme. It is called Rafam's Scheme. With the it's a 3-mana common card, and it's for Warlocks only. And its card text reads, summon 1/1/1 imp upgrades each turn. So I believe that the way this card is that the way that this card works, and we can kind of see it from this video that we are watching here, is that we'll just summon a ton of 1/1 imps, it seems. I'm not really sure how good this card will do. There's obviously a limitation to this card because there is only 7 board spaces as well. So the highest that this card will get to is summon 7 1/1 imps, upgrade each turn. Kind of a weird card to come up with. You know, initially a lot of people, and I kind of said this as well too, is that it doesn't seem that good. A bunch of 1/1 imps doesn't seem that good unless you synergize it with something that upgrades them. But even then, I'm curious to see what you would even be able to up, how much you would be able to upgrade the power of these imps over, and having to hold it in your hand for so long as well. Unless you get it super, super early. The earliest that you'll be able to use this card is like on turn 9 because it costs 3 mana. Turn 8. Overall, I think this looks like a pretty bad card to me. I wouldn't probably utilize it. Next card we got, which is called Omega Devastator. It's a 4 mana epic. 4/5 mech, and it has a card text that reads, if you have 10 mana crystals, deal 10 damage to a minion. Yeah, I think it's hard to say what it is. So if you guys didn't know, in Hearthstone, they're going to be bringing back like old flavors and old text and old mechanics depending on the card. So from the Boomsday, they have this thing called Omega where it's like, if you have 10 mana crystals, the card does this. If not, then it's just a whatever type of body. Unfortunately, this is an epic, which kind of sucks because we're going to have to shell a ton of dust to be able to create this card. But if Control Warrior is still a thing, or some type of warrior is still the thing, I feel like this card will be really good. Of course, they're losing Baku, so we'll see how that ends up being. It's even anyway. But yeah, I don't know. I think it will see play. Definitely, if Control becomes a thing, it's a pretty decent card or whatever. Deal 10 damage to a minion. I mean, why not? It's really good. Now, the last one that we have is a 1-mana warrior common spell called Improve Morale. The card text that reads, deal 1 damage to a minion. If it survives, add a lackey to your hand. It's kind of funny because the text is weird. It says, if it survives, add a lackey to your hand. They forgot the 2 on the card. Maybe that will get fixed, hopefully soon. But overall, seems like a pretty decent card. They always had this type of like archetype or architecture in previous warrior cards as well, right? Where you deal damage, it can summon an ooze, or it can do this, or it can do that. Overall, I think this is a pretty good card. You deal 1 damage to a minion. If it survives, add a lackey. Lackeys are 1/1 minions. They're going to be a keyword and that are going to last all through the whole expansion and beyond this expansion, through the Year of the Dragon. So more lackeys will be added, and they're 1/1 beasts that do some pretty powerful and amazing things. Overall, I would give this card probably 3/4 out of 5. It's just an average card. I don't see it like crazy good, but the lackeys benefit are for sure really, really good. This being one and the lackeys being one means that you're not going to be spending that much mana on it. So yeah, overall, I think this is really good. But that is it, guys, for this episode of This Week in Hearthstone. Thank you guys for hanging out. Like I said, if you guys thought this episode was short, I do apologize, but we will have much longer episodes coming up in the next coming weeks as the Hearthstone expansion comes to a foreseeable future. I believe on April 9th or whatever is when the expansion comes out. So let's see here. We can look that up, too. So yeah, Rise of the Shadows, remember guys, not endorsed by Blizzard at all, but you can pre-order the expansion today. You can pre-purchase it and get a $50 or $80 bundle. $50 bundle comes with 50 packs. It comes with the hero, and it comes with a card back. The $80 bundle comes with 80 packs, a golden class card, a priest portrait, and the card back. You guys can check that out now, and it does come out on April 9th, it looks like. So guys, go check that out. But expansion hype is coming. We will definitely have a lot to cover here in the next couple of weeks. But before we go, as always, like I said at the top episode, you can check us out on audio on Spotify and iTunes. Those links are in the episode description down below. You can also check us out on Twitch, Twitter, or Instagram. Twitch is very good because it is where we stream this podcast each and every Thursday around 10 p.m. PST. If you ever want want or need a visual guide for it at twitch.tv/RyanKubo, RyanKubo. You can also check us out on Twitter or Instagram if you want to get in touch with me or chat or know what I'm doing behind the scenes a little bit more at RyanKubo as well, RyanKubo. If you also want to see VODs because you missed a previous episode and you need some visual guides as well, you can always check us out at youtube.com/ SHIGEOSTWITCHTV, Shigeos Twitch TV as well. Thank you guys all for hanging out today and checking out this episode of This Week in Hearthstone. My name is Ryan, and I'll catch you guys later next week for a crazy, crazy, crazy part review. Take care, guys.